You are listening to Prometheus by Minute. I'm your host, Courtney Coulson. This is Minute 19. This minute opens with Charlie indicating to the Mayan tablet, and ends with a mid-shot on Milburn. We now see all seven artifacts. They are Egyptian, Mayan, Sumerian, Isle of Sky, Babylonia, Hittite, and Hawaiian. Obviously, we've already delved into the Egyptian ones, so let's begin with the Mayan tablet. Now, here's where the props people really did their research and inserted a cheeky reference. This tablet is clearly referencing the carved lid of the tomb of, let's see if I can pronounce his name, Pakal. He was a leader, but his tomb is more famous than he is, and we have Erich von Däniken to thank for that. In Chariot of the Gods, he rather hilariously interpreted the image like so. In the centre of that frame is a man sitting, bending forward. He has a mask on his nose. He uses his two hands to manipulate some controls, and the heel of his left foot is on a kind of pedal with different adjustments. The rear portion is separated from him. He is sitting on a complicated chair, and outside of this whole frame you see a little flame like an exhaust. I don't even know where to begin with how wrong that is. While it is a unique example of Mayan art, there's nothing weird going on here, and according to David Stewart in his 2008 book Palenque, Eternal City of the Maya, the art on this lid is all in line with typical funerary imagery of the time being 620 AD. We see a cruciform world tree, a recurring image in many cultures, and a funerary serpent, the latter image commonly indicated entrance or residence in the realm of the dead. The king himself wears the attributes of the tonsured maize god, in particular a turtle ornament on the breast. His strange posture may denote rebirth, rather than sitting in a spaceship. The most notable difference between the tomb lid and the tablet in the film is the addition of some kind of worm-like parasitic entity emerging from Pakal's mouth. Does this mean the engineers were experimenting on the Mayans? Was this ritual sacrifice to the gods, or is a central figure intended to be not Pakal, but an engineer? If so, why would he have some kind of Xeno creature emerging from his mouth? There are too many stars in the sky in this image, it's hard to see where the Zeta Reticuli is supposed to be. Next we have the Sumerian tablet. This is the clearest and easiest image to understand. It's not as busy. We see a large winged being sitting on a throne, with small humans approaching him, seemingly in worship. The upper half of the tablet shows a crescent moon and the familiar six-star cluster. This is typical of art of the time, however, the mostly blank upper half containing the stars is unusual. The Zeta Reticuli stars are typical five-pointed stars, while the other stars are simply dots. According to alien explorations, the seated figure and the runes are based on the seated figure from a cylinder seal dating back to 2100 BC, from Babylon in southern Iraq. However, the seated figure has been given a circle around his head that might be like an angel or a goldfish bowl-style helmet, and a pair of angel-like wings are unlike the wings of most depictions of Babylonian deities, apart from one statue of the goddess Inanna, known as the Burney Relief. However, the figure of Inanna is not depicted from the side. Next is the Isle of Sky cave painting, which we have already covered, of course. See Minute 7 for more on that. Although I assume you have been listening in order. If not, what are you doing, man? Next is Babylon. This one appears to be based on a specific commemorative stone stela from the Middle Babylonian era, around 900 to 800 BCE, found in the Marduk temple. Here we see the symbol of Ahura Mazda. It's an unusual variant, more curved than normal. The symbol should be familiar to you all, it's the winged logo of Weyland-Yutani. Most prominently used in Alien and Alien Covenant, it isn't seen in Prometheus, but there are similar images. The Prometheus mission logo, for example, are a pair of wings, and the Weyland Corporation logo is a stylized W that also looks quite wing-like. Ahura means mighty or lord, and Mazda means wisdom. Ahura Mazda is the sole god of Zoroastrianism. The text in the background of this stone is accurate, and also resembles the engineer alphabet. This isn't surprising, considering that's what they base it on. I wonder what it says. The whole thing looks very engineer-like. The crescent moon looks more like the juggernaut ship, and there is this hand-like structure reminiscent of that weird ship thing that we saw on the engineer homeworld in Alien Covenant. Interesting to note, there are detailed photos of this prop as it went up for auction, and it's remarkably detailed. The back is completely and intricately carved too. It was unlikely this prop was ever intended to be filmed from all angles, but they went to the effort of doing so anyway. I will link to high-res photos in the footnotes. It's definitely worth checking out. There are so many details that you would never otherwise see. There's an ibex on one side and a scorpion on the other, for example. After that is the Hittite tablet. This one looks similar to the Sumerian one, and also looks a lot more like what we might think of when we imagine Mesopotamian art, more so than the aforementioned Mesopotamian star map. This makes sense considering that all three cultures come from the same area. There's a lot of overlap there. This tablet depicts a solitary man. This is likely Ashur, the head of the Assyrian pantheon. There is a hand holding some kind of branch or reed behind him, but it's cut off at the elbow. It's uncertain who or what that was supposed to be. And again, the important stars are five pointed, while the rest are simply dots. Ashur's hat and beard are plausible but unusual. Hittites wore conical hats, quite literally made from a sheet of iron. Hittite kings wore fez-like crowns. This bobble hat form, while possible, is less usual. We again see the symbol of Ahura Mazda. To quote Steph, it appears to have evolved stylistically out of the representation of the god Ashur, whom Assyria is named after. The man in the winged form holding a circlet is called a Faravaha, and is often cited in the ancient alien conspiracy circles as being, himself, a representation of an alien. Currently, it is the religious symbol of the Zoroastrians, an ancient religion of Persia, and is found depicted on the temple of Yaz. It's also an Iranian national symbol. Finally, Hawaiian. There's surprisingly very little information on ancient Hawaiian art, but from what I can gather, the little human figures are accurate, a kind of square torso stick figure. One is much larger, but does not appear to be pointing at the sky. In the sky is one big decorated circle. There appears to be some other smaller circles too. It doesn't read very well. If I didn't know any better, I wouldn't even think this had anything to do with Prometheus. Overall, the props people did their research. All these images can be traced back to real historical relics, well, mostly the Hawaiian one and the Egyptian one, not so sure, but they at least somewhat resemble the art style of that particular era. You may be surprised to know that we're only 20 seconds into this minute. I'm noticing there are minutes like the last one where hardly anything happens, and then there are minutes like this where a whole heap of information goes flying across the screen in seconds.
These are ancient civilizations that were separated by centuries. They shared no contact with one another, and yet the same pictogram showing men worshipping giant beings pointing to the stars was discovered at every last one of them.
Excuse me? The Hittites, Sumerians, and Babylonians all use the same writing system. Egypt was definitely in contact with Mesopotamia. Charlie should know better. Also, some of them are quite close together in terms of time frame as well. Like the Mayan is 620 AD, the Hawaiian one is 680 AD, so maybe the engineers hung around for about a century in the general Americas region. And then the Babylonian and Hittite one are pretty close together as well by a matter of about 200 years. One final note, the song used here is not on the soundtrack, however, a variation of it can be heard on the track Infected. This is a scene where Holloway dies, so I guess we can assume this is intended to be his theme, or maybe the theme of Holloway and Shaw. Here it is optimistic, even maybe a little heroic. The infected variant is obviously mournful. Alright, that about covers it. This is Coulson signing off. You can find me on traviandesigns.com, TRAVIAN, or Prometheus by Minute on Facebook.